Chief, staff ready?
Staff is ready.
Very good.
Let's get this show on the road.
Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, August 27, 2019. Item number two on our agenda this evening, our Pledge of Allegiance. Library Director Jody Meza, would you do the honors tonight? Leading the pledge, please. Thank you.
Salute and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jody. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Fleischer?
Here.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Here.
Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Chair. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item four, A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor, vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record, and oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comment this evening on any items not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium. Mr. Ross, good evening.
Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, resident of Willows. I've seen some occasional unusual non-motorized habits on the city highways. One of the two, and they're not atypical, but as a bicyclist, mostly myself, I North Humboldt Avenue on the stretch between roughly the Cedar Hills Apartment Highway Patrol Office, and then you cross the street to the subway Starbucks complex, has sort of a unsettling contrast between motorist speeds and kids, pedestrians, and bicycles crossing the road. I saw a young gal crossing over to Starbucks on her bicycle looking south and didn't see a vehicle coming from the north. This is not necessarily a typical or atypical situation. A while back I thought since Caltrans controls another scenario I saw, which I won't burden you with tonight. Instead, I'll burden you with it in my column on the paper instead. But I think North Humboldt could use some kind of a traffic sign that says, watch for cyclists, children, or as a suggestion. Okay. I just keep praying between now and then that nothing bad happens. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ross, thank you for your comments. Any other public comments this evening on any items not on the agenda? Mr. Nelson. Evening, Kevin.
Kevin Nelson, Willows resident, 521 South Culvert. I'm here on behalf of the Willows Car and Bike Association. I'm the president of the association. And I just want to say thank you to the City of Willows Public Works. Steve's not here, but they go above and beyond, and I know they're on us. A short crew, but they go above and beyond to help us get set up in the morning and do bring us out some stuff, safety stuff, and put a plate in the road. And also Skip does it a lot. You know, Skip brought it down to the cooling station for, it was a pretty hot day that Saturday, and he brought down that cooling station and we set it up, and it was very appreciative. And then also the Willows Fire Department, of course, they do it. And also the Glenn County Sheriff's Office for escorting our parade. We only had one incident in front of Gary's house, but
it was,
you know,
fun to watch.
Unfortunately, he's related to me, but you know, when you're 18 years old and you think you can burn out in front of a police officer, you deserve what you get. So even though it was a parade, but anyway, I just want to thank the city. We had a very successful show. Our attendance was up. I'm still trying to recover. I had to go back to work to rest. But anyway, our attendance was up on the cars and the bikes were about the same, but we had a very successful show. Last year we were able to give $10,000 out in scholarships and other charities that we chose, that the committee chose. We did $2,500 to that Pipeline to Success to send the kids back to the cold states to see if they want to go to college when there's 5 feet of snow. But anyway, I just want to thank the city, the fire department, the sheriff's office, and everybody else that were involved. And also the dignitaries that came out Friday night and chose their gave out awards. But thank you.
You're welcome, Kevin. Yeah, and thank you for an excellent show and all the work you do all year to bring that show here. So, but you're very welcome. Thank you very much. Jody.
My turn.
Your turn. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, Council Members. Jody Samens, Community Development Director. I'm here tonight to express appreciation on behalf of Glynn County and the staff at the management staff at CalPlant for the participation and over-the-top efforts of Chief Peabody and the entire staff here. We held a very successful hiring event where 281 people showed up and were processed in a very short amount of time with their applications for employment for the CalPlant project. We did get some preliminary stats from that. About 50% of the applicants, the CalPlant management thought they would fit well with their company. As far as skills and experience, that number's more around 25%. So that'll be something I'm working on, is to see if we can, you know, better our skills in some of the job areas. And when I was out there today, they shared that they think about 75% were Glynn County residents that applied, which is higher than I would have anticipated. So that's good for all of us. But Chief Peabody, again, was the host with the most. You let us take over your facilities. The staff even gave up their desks. I just can't say enough good things about how the team came together. And you know, everybody pulling the same direction sure makes a difference, and it sure made my job a lot easier. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jody. Yeah. Thank you for all your efforts as well. Great partner. Thanks. Any additional public comment this evening? No further? Okay, very good. Thank you for all your input. Moving on to item number 5, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the City Council consider item 5A, approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers number 37094 to 37199. Numbers ZZebra 10098 to ZZebra 10191, and numbers 38164 to 38239, and consider item 5B, approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting, which was held on July 23rd, 2019. Pleasure of the Council to reference the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Domenichini has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fletcher has a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0 unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 6, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 6A, librarian and library board recommend eliminating the overdue library material fines in order to remove barriers to accessing the library and increase efficiency of the return process. Library Director Jody Mason. Good evening, Jody. Good to see you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council Members. Yes, the Library Board and I would like to recommend eliminating the library's overdue fines. We've had a lot of discussion and research on the topic, and we would actually be following the lead of quite a few other California libraries at this point. It would not only reduce staff time and effort, but more importantly, really, overall, it would be beneficial to the community, especially our juvenile patrons, children who use the library, by reinstating basically their access to the library, and in the future, keeping them using the library. You can see under some of the stats in the report, we currently have almost 1,300 blocked accounts. That is due to just overdue fines, mainly. You can see there are actually only 580 overdue items at this time. So the majority of the items get returned. It's just that then the fees are not necessarily paid, so the patron does not continue using the library. Their account essentially becomes blocked. There is no good report to separate out how many of those accounts are actually juvenile or children's as opposed to adult, but I did go through you know, the first dozen or so pages, and I could see that easily at least half, if not more, of the blocked accounts are actually children's juvenile accounts. And I think we all probably realize that, children are not ultimately responsible for getting their materials back to the library on time. Eight-year-olds are not, you know, you just can't expect them to, be able to return stuff on time. Even if they live within walking distance of the library, it's, that's not really reasonable. So it's the parents or, you know, the head of the household whose responsibility that should be, but it's the children that kind of, that are disadvantaged by not being able to use the library, and I'd like to fix that situation.
Okay, Jody, thank you very much. Questions, comments, council members? For our library director?
I have one.
Mr. Mellon.
Does the library have a, when you accept fines, is it, you have a credit card machine, or is it just cash?
No, it's cash only or check.
Okay. And I just have just a comment. Many years ago, I took a library science class while in college, and this exact subject came up very lightly. And I remember the following was said then. It takes too much time to manage and collect fines. Is collecting fines worth the hassle? Should we do away with fines? The library board recommends eliminating overdue fines, and if this is the vision of our library system, I understand. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mello. Anything further, Mr. Domenichini?
Yeah, it's important what Jody said about half of the blocked accounts are kids, and the word disadvantage came up. And really, that's the target audience. And it's one of the important reasons for the library. The library is a big partner with the school system. If you go in there after school, there's kids in there studying, being tutored. And by eliminating these fines and the blocked accounts, I see it as a way of encouraging reading among kids. So I like the idea of eliminating the fines, even though there's a fiscal cost to it. I was thinking about the fiscal cost, but Jody's come in under budget year after year after year. She manages the library budget very well. So I don't see the loss of about $2,600 or $2,300 in fine revenue as a big item.
Thank you, Larry. Anything further? Mr. Yeah. Fletcher.
Is there a way that you can have like the cards that are for juveniles and versus adults? You know, a card that is an adult shows like a sticker or something that's the adult, and
sure, well,
to be able to show who's actually in the future, kind of who's. I mean, I get it because I know that the parents are ultimately responsible for the younger ones being, and they're sometimes using their card versus a different one.
Right. We did consider the option of just eliminating fines only on juvenile accounts. But like you said, you know, adults end up using, once they realize that that's, you know, what is going on, they end up using their kids' cards, and it would be hard to differentiate between who's legitimately checking out materials, you know, well, not that hard, you can tell if they're checking out adult materials or not, but, you know, that actually would require more steps for the staff, and one of the ideas behind this was to eliminate some of the, you know, smaller staff requirements that this ends up being. But also it's the other way around. We have a lot of adults who check out juvenile materials. There's so many grandparents and great-grandparents even that come in and check out materials for kids. And then for some reason those don't get returned. And so then, you know, the punitive measure of blocking that account, it just ends up being the kids that get punished because then their grandparent isn't bringing them in to check out materials. From talking to so many other library directors over the last couple of years, this has been a very slow, you know, consideration of this, you know, topic and this process. I have not run into a single director yet who said that it negatively affected the return rate for their libraries, or really even the funding of it. It's just such a, we're talking about, you know, 20 cents a day for an item. It really. And actually, that funding usually just goes for the purchase of new library materials. With the Zip Book program and how we've been adding new titles that way, it won't even, I would say there's not even going to be a negative effect there. We'll still be able to add as many new books as we have in the past, even by eliminating that. And I really do believe that we'll still, it won't have a negative effect on the return of materials, and that would be my greatest concern, is that people will no longer think, oh, well, I better get my items back, or I'm going to have those fines. If that's no longer an issue, then having them hold on to them. But from what I've seen, from what I've heard from the other libraries, that doesn't end up being a problem.
Well, I guess one of my biggest concerns, mostly, I think, is that, you know, I understand, we talked about how important, even reading to your toddler, you know, when they're little. So reading itself is, you know, illiteracy is a big problem in our world still and shouldn't be. So I understand the importance of that. On the other hand, I also really have this thing with me and how I work with kids and stuff about responsibility. So we're, like, kind of taking away the fact that they're being held accountable and mm-hmm. responsible for something. And so I understand that, you know, they're probably not going to lose anything versus, you know, what we got already, or money-wise, it's not that important as much. I guess the key factor for me would be the responsibility and the accountability that. Mm-hmm.
I actually think that's still there, because they would still be responsible for returning the materials. If you have you know, a stack of library books checked out and you haven't returned them yet, then we will tell them, you need to bring those back before you can return more. It just eliminates the financial burden part of it, where, you know, having to tell a you know, 7 or 8 year old that you need to come in with $6, that's nothing to us, but that's, you know, what are they going to do, bring in their lunch money if they can't get it from their parents? So I think that, and I agree with you on that. We like the idea that we're helping them be responsible and teaching them how to be, you know, accountable with their materials and things that they borrow, and they belong to the entire community. I think that aspect will still be there.
So are we ready for those who paid to come and ask for a refund?
Yeah, no, going back in time.
All right, that's all I have.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question. So for those that are currently have a fine on the books, are those going to be forgiven, or will you attempt to collect whatever fines you're currently?
In that case, I think that it would be wise to probably forgive it. It would be more confusing and probably cause, yeah, some issues if we were holding some people to still paying their fines while telling people going forward that they aren't accruing fines.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Warren.
I don't have anything to add. I think it's a good idea. I think you're more apt to have the people return things if they know they're not having to pay money to do it. So, and you know, you're giving those kids an opportunity to get back in the library. So, yep. I'm okay with it.
Mr. Mello.
On Joe, when you were talking about responsibility, I think when the library first started finding for books at 2 cents a book, whatever, in the 1800s or whatever, maybe you can correct me, that's why they had fines there for the teacher responsibility. And after a while, they said maybe it wasn't working, because after all the fines that some of the big cities have on overdue books. So that was the purpose of the fine, is to teach responsibility at the time.
Well, I like that idea. The reading is way more important to me with kids than trying to hold these adults that haven't been responsible throughout their life probably anyway. So I have kind of a hard time, but then there are those who have been responsible and paid. So, but reading is way more important to me, and kids' illiteracy and everything is.
Okay, very good. Well, I have a lot of faith in our very capable library director, and if you recommend to move forward with eliminating fines, I'm all in favor. It was interesting and surprising to me when I read your staff report that fines were being eliminated through the library system. I wasn't aware of that. But this is the future and change. If it's for the better, great, let's do it. And it'll definitely free up some staff time. So, but, you know, and Larry mentioned, you know, the fiscal side of it. And like you said, I agree with you. Much of our time is spent, you know, considering the fiscal side of you know, each, you know, most matters, you know, because, you know, that's, you know, we're in charge of, you know, effectively and efficiently, you know, managing the budget, our very tight budget constraints oftentimes, but, you know, it's not always about the money. So this $2,300, yeah, let's just move forward. So, like I say, I all in favor. So, anyway, anything, without any further ado, then, pleasure to the council in reference to Library Director Mays's request. Does a member of the public like that? I'm sorry. A member of the public has some comments. Mr. Hanson, good evening.
Hello. At risk at further retaliation from the left wing, I will state my full name, Jose Hanson, H-A-N-S-E-N, member of the community of Willows. We do talk a lot about fiscal issues, and they are dire in our current state. That isn't truly the issue here. The issue is about responsibility, and I am an older father. I have young children, and I'm trying to teach them to do the right thing. And I could go on a very long soliloquy. Mr. Ross and I share something in the fact that we're very emotional, and we were very erudite and studied, and we can get emotional and go on further, and you've seen me do that before. But at risk of, let me say it this way, let's use an analogy. And it's not one that's very popular with the left, but for people that actually have a moral compass, they might relate. Illegal immigration. If you come into this country legally, you pay a lot of money, you go through a long process. Some people, like members of my family, they pay a lot of money, and we don't have a lot of money. And then we say that people come here and use our services and take from our children. It's similar again, another maybe an analogy metaphor. You rob a bank. You didn't get taught. Oh, you robbed the bank 10 years ago. Go ahead and keep the money. What are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? I've paid fines before, and yes, the system is broken. I've paid fines and then come later and found out that I have to pay the fine again because somewhere it was lost in the bookkeeping, and I understand that's a problem with staff. But the bottom line is doing the right thing. We don't teach our children. That's what the library is for, is to teach our children to be good members of society. It's an amazing resource. I believe very firmly in our library program. Love Miss Lolly. We attend events. But if you don't follow the rules, sometimes there's a punishment. I raised my children believing if only giving positive encouragement, of course being influenced by the left wing's erroneous lies, lack of a better word, and I thought if I just give my children positive feedback, they would do something. But you know what? I've learned, maybe not this one that's here, but the other one, they understand punitive measures. I don't like punishing, but that's what they understand. And people learn differently. But to tell somebody that it's okay to do the wrong thing is not the right way to go forward in society. Willows is a great place. You're a body of people that I respect and love. You guys know I love you. We usually do the right thing here. I beseech you to do the right thing and do not eliminate library fines. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Any further public comment? Yes, sir.
My name is Jeremiah Woodworth. I used to use the library daily, just about. It had taught me a whole lot of responsibility. I haven't used it recently. It's fine. But when I was much younger, about 11 years old, I had checked out a Chromebook. And it had been stolen while after I had checked it out, so I was held responsible for it. It was a huge deal, but it really had taught me responsibility. I think keeping book fines is a strong, it's a good thing to do. It's taught my whole family to like kid-wise responsibility. And I don't see how removing it would kind of be better, because there's also reading is it's excellent thing, but also responsibility is high up there for me. being held accountable is pretty high up there. And it's just, I don't think this is the correct way to do it. Maybe find another way, maybe like a yearly thing. If some, like, you can take advantage of the system kind of thing. And I feel like that's most likely going to happen. It happens with a lot of things, taking advantage of the system. The library is not a very good example of taking advantage of, but still, I very much do agree with Mr. Hansen on this matter.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anything further? Public comments? Mr. Mello?
I wanted to add something. I just want to remind you on the agenda item, and it reads, the library will continue to email, call, and mail notices to patrons with overdue items and would invoice patrons for unreturned material. I think people are more likely to return material, walk in the front door without being penalized. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mullen, thank you very much. Any further discussion, comments, members of the council?
Well,
Mr. Dominguez.
Well, Mr. Hansen and Mr. Wilbur, they bring up good points about responsibility. And I can see the library fines being a microcosm of society as a whole in many respects. You know, but that's about as far as I'm going to go on commenting on that. Because really, this could be a lengthy discussion with much bigger issues in the background. But I appreciate their comments, I know. In the past, many years ago, I paid library fines. Not very many, but a few overdue books. But I really don't want to let Mr. Mello's comment. I really don't think Jody would remember when fines were 2 cents. That's how I took your comment. But I don't know, 20 cents, how long have the fines been at that rate? Do you know, Jody? As far as you can remember?
Longer than I've been here, yes.
Yeah, because I don't think they were much lower when I was in school. But no, I still, even though I appreciate the public comments and I understand where you're coming from, I still like the idea of eliminating the library fines. I mean, patrons are still responsible for anything that's lost, which is an important point. But I could see where the elimination of fines could help encourage readership. And with the limited staff that the library has, not having to track, you know, accumulate the fines, I could see that as an efficiency measure in some respects. So that's all I have.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
I have one thing. I just have a question for Jody. So if you're going to invoice people for not returning things, you have a time frame? They have to have it back within a certain, if they don't, after so many notices?
Right. We would follow the standard that we already do. The checkout is 3 weeks, you know, within renewal period. It can be 6 weeks. And actually, all those reports and letters are automatically generated by the computer system at this point, so we wouldn't change that. And yeah, that there are still repercussions for not returning items or for damaging items. That does not go away. Like I said, if your items are unreturned, then you cannot check out any more items. Your account is still blocked. This does not take away responsibility for returning your items. It's not giving anyone a blank check or a completely blank slate for that kind of thing. I still believe that there is still responsibility and everything along those lines that goes along with having a library account and keeping it in good standing. That is all still there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to reiterate. I really do. Respect your way, how you've gone about going for this and everything else. The only thing, and I also understand you guys, so I'm really pulled on this issue for me because of what I see in our court systems. They're dropping fines there. They're dropping fines over here. They're speeding tickets are dropping. Everything is, they're taking away all of the teeth that is actually making people be accountable and actually, you know, face consequences. And so I did the same thing. I taught my children the right and wrong. I mean, I still teach my kid. Both of my kids will put a shopping cart back because that's the right thing to do. Put it back in the thing. I've taught my children to do the right thing, and then to allow this to continue. I'm not going to stop society from where it's at today. I already know that. We've gone overboard already. So I do want to just say that the bottom line is even if they would all vote yes, I vote no, it's not going to make a big difference in that point. It's still going to pass. But I also am leaning the fast on the other side only for the sake of the children and the literacy problems that we're having. So that's where I'm at with the vote, and that's the only reason I understand where you're at, Mr. Hansen, and all that, but we're not going to change the world with a library card.
Very good. Jody, thank you. You answered in your staff report, you answered Vice Mayor Warren's question. You basically answered my follow-up question to that. But in your staff report, it's very clear, as you just said, for the violators, if you will, they're not going to be checking out library material, period. So I'm all about law and order and personal responsibility. I spent my life, working on that, ingrained my kids, my family members with that. We've never had an overdue library book that I know of anywhere. I know I never have. I don't think any of my kids ever did. But we're moving forward. I appreciate your personal comments, and Jose, it was interesting. I'm just going to throw this out. I don't really relate, your comment. I really appreciate your comments. I enjoy bantering with you often, but bank robbery and library overdue book, it's maybe a little, two different aspects there. As far as Jody Mays is an outstanding library director, and this is I value her opinion as a professional highly, and I would tend to follow Jody's recommendation. I think that this $2,300 annually, that's a lot of staff time pursuing that $2,300 annually on overdue materials. Jody, I'm sure that comment. I see you nodding. A lot of staff time pursuing the $2,300 annually.
We now have thanks to the automated system, computer generated reports, but somebody still has to keep track of all of that. There are some efficiencies now, but really it's the day-to-day over-the-counter, and we don't have the capability of taking cards, and a lot of people these days, that's the only way they carry around in their wallet to be able to pay for things. So we're that's an issue also. Sometimes we could send them over to City Hall potentially, but then we're creating more labor and more time. Somebody's going to walk over to City Hall to pay $4 in fines using a credit card. It just, when I have considered these other possibilities. Well, what would we need to do to start taking cards to make that an easier thing to collect fines for both us and the patrons? And every avenue I go down, it just does not make sense in the long run. I really think this is not only the most efficient thing for staff time and labor and for our patrons' time, essentially, but just as an overall benefit to the community.
Okay, Jody, thank you very much. And I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but this would be my words. So the deadbeats, the violators aren't going to be able to check out materials. I'm satisfied with that.
That is correct.
Until they pay up.
That is correct.
Very good. Okay, Jody, thank you. Mr. Dominguez.
Joe makes a good point, but I guess summing up Joe's comments would be that you're not going to change the world with a library fine, but you could change the world with a library card. So,
pretty good.
I got it. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah, no, that's
reading's
that's
way more important.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And $2,300.
I just have visions of the old Seinfeld episode, one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes with the library cop. It's fantastic if you haven't seen it. Anyway, okay, anything further, members of the council, in reference to this matter? Pleasure of the council in reference to the request. Library director recommends the elimination of library overdue fines.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move that we accept the library director's recommendation for elimination of the library overdue fines.
Mr. Domenichini has moved to approve the library director's recommendation as read. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work down here. Excellent job managing our terrific library system.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 7, council staff reports comments. Item 7A, staff reports comments. Interim city manager, Chief Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor Hanson, members of the council. Just a few updates. The color run was held over the weekend and we had roughly 80 participants, so we thank everybody for that. And the car and bike show, which I understand was a great event. Unfortunately, I was not here, but I understand it went out great, and we love that these private organizations are running events in the city, and we're here to help them succeed however we can. Another event that was held was the cleanup day by our Public Works Department, and just some quick notes here. 39 tons of trash, 18 tons of scrap metal, 47 refrigerators, 26 washing machines, 23 dryers, 13 stoves, 10 water heaters, 16 microwaves, 16 air conditioner units, 26 couches, 8 dishwashers, 83 mattresses. And on the e-waste side, almost 6,000 pounds of CRTs and 1,000 pounds of universal waste. If that's not a cry for more weed abatement process, I'm not sure what is, but I'm glad that it was a good cleanup day. The community used it, and we're very happy for that. The other issue that we'd like to bring up is on our website, there is an online survey for our general plan update. It comes down, we believe, tomorrow, so if everybody could go on and do that survey, we would appreciate it. If you live in the city, and also if you live in the county also has theirs up as well. So if you could go through and remember the general plan update, this is the input that's going to be used for 20 years down the road, or 35 as it is right now. But so everybody's input on that would be greatly appreciated. And with that, hand it back to you, Mary Ann.
Thank you very much, Chief. Item 7B, council reports comments. Who would like to begin?
Me.
Mr. Fletcher, you're in.
Mayor Hanson, real quick.
I'm sorry.
I didn't ask Jody.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jody. Oh, no.
So I did have one little thing to add. I met with a staff member of the Glen County Office of Education a couple of weeks ago. There's an opportunity for each of our libraries, Willows, Bayless, and Elk Creek, to receive $1,000 to improve the children's sections of the library. That can be whether equipment or furnishings, anything along those lines. So a total of $3,000. There really are no like funding or anything requirements on our part. We basically just get to spend the money. We would need to agree to an MOU with them that would just require us to provide them with some statistics and demographics of how that equipment ends up being used. But it could be very beneficial for all three of the libraries. Obviously, $1,000 can go really far, and especially in one of our tiny branches. Here in Willows, I've been discussing with the recreation director purchasing some equipment that would allow us to offer some tumbling and like music and movement classes for the kids, so we would be able to partner to offer that type of programming for toddlers and small children. So we think it would be very beneficial for all the libraries to be able to receive that funding.
Okay, Jody, thank you very much. Sounds good. Thank you. Anything further, Chief?
Let me double check with my other Jody. I believe we're good. Thank you.
Okay, Chief. Thank you. Thanks, Jody. Thank you very much. Council member reports. Mr. Fletcher.
Well, we went to the transit. I'm not on the transportation, I'm on the transit committee. And they're talking about the need now for a new bus coming up. They've had one engine blow at something like 300,000 miles, and when an engine should be going about a million. But they tended, I don't know about the stop and start, but they did talk about it. He covered it quite well, and the need of the new transportation buses and the need for, what do they call it, where you put the coins in or whatever? the boxes are like, are all wore out, so they're going, they're talking about, what are they?
Fare boxes.
Fare boxes. And they're going to be asking to try to replace those, but the meeting went well. I really learned actually quite a bit, and more from the transportation part than the transit at that point, but that's what they're in, they're talking about. I'll know a little bit more as the next month comes in. As far as comments go, the car and bike show, we saw that decline quite a bit in the last few years, and this year was awesome compared to the guy that was here. What was his name?
Kevin.
Kevin. He has brought it back up to a spot where it was really enjoyable to go to. They had great people participating with the different groups, you know, for funding, trying to get money for and different tents that were available and other articles for sale. And the cars were really actually really nice. I was really shocked at how the participants had actually came in this time. And the other comment that I would have is at the library, once again, I took my grandson, who's 2 years old, and he enjoyed the kids area that you guys have created. And we haven't always had that here at Willis, but I really liked that and enjoyed it a lot. And he loved the blocks, the games, the puzzles, all of it. So I really thank you for what that library does provide the community.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Mr. Domenichini.
Well, I'll leave the LAFCO report to the Vice Mayor.
No, go ahead.
Since neither of us can remember what we did. Actually, at the LAFCO meeting, we're starting a municipal service review of the Orland Artois Water District and also an annexation into their district that'll be coming down the line. The other item to report is on the library board earlier this month. One thing I took away is that the children's programs are booming. The summer program, between June and July, 745 kids attended at the Willis Library children's programs. The library could do more if they had the staffing. There's the demand out there, perks, for an expansion of service. There's a demand, but they, everything's doing well. I like hearing about these $1,000 mini grants for the three branches. The Elk Creek Library is at the high school, and so even though it's on the fence whether high schoolers are still children or not, any kind of expansion here, Elk Creek or Bayless in the children's section would be great, because really that's like what Joe's saying, and I've seen it with my wife's activities in the literacy program years ago. You have reading is just the key to success. So that's good news to hear. Thanks for that. Hearing about that, Jenny. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Mr. Mello.
Yes, I did attend the Glen County Waste Management meeting this month. I once reported to council that the landfill will close in just over 1 year, and that was 6 years ago. Today I report that the landfill will close in just about a year. The waste transfer station is not complete, service hours are not changed, no Willow citizens will see any change whatsoever. I also attended the Glen County Economic Development Committee, but I lost my notes. All I can say is that in South Willows, we have over 400 home sites that will be marketed nationally. And if anybody wants to help me, like Mr. Peabody or Jody, I'm open. That's all I have.
Thank you, Larry. Vice Mayor Warren.
I just want to share, last month, Rich and Gannon and I went to Washington, D.C. for a week, and I just want to thank Congressman LaMalfa. He took the time to meet with us one morning. We spent about 45 minutes with him, and then one of his interns took us for a tour of the Capitol, which was, it was just out of this world. And we actually were able to go and sit in the gallery when they voted on the federal minimum wage bill. And we got to go stand on the floor for a few minutes. So it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And before he had to go vote, he actually was sitting in the gallery with us, and he sat and explained to my son everything that was happening. And you know, it was just, it was priceless. So it was a really, really good trip. It was hot, but yeah, I just wanted to share that. I mean, you know, being kind of a council geek, you kind of, you know, that stuff is like... So hopefully my son someday realizes what an opportunity he had. So that's all I have.
Very good, Carrie. Thank you very much. Yeah, since we had a cancellation in our last meeting, a few items tonight, but since our library director's here, Judy, I mentioned this before in council member reports, but my five-year-old granddaughter, Trinity, just loves story time and craft time with Miss Lolly. That's a fantastic program. And the only reason she hasn't been there the last couple of weeks is because school started. So, but yeah, just keep up the good work down there. Just, you know, and she loves reading and checks books out most every week. My wife takes her down there, and she just thoroughly loves it. So just excellent job you do down there. So.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll pass that on to the staff. Yeah, I enjoy seeing them in there, too.
Keep up the good work. And my interaction whenever I'm in the library, yeah, the staff's great. They're fantastic. So it's got a real jewel here, our library system. So good work. Good job. Larry.
I have one more thing. I appreciate your staff member being picked and serving on the jury in Orland, and that way I avoided jury duty yesterday, so I'm a very...
Oh.
not that I wouldn't serve, but...
So. Good to know.
It was a long day just being seated, so I imagine she was gone all day today. I don't know what her schedule is, but they... So.
Yeah.
Tell her it's good for her.
All right.
That's all.
No, okay, Larry, thanks. Very good. Our city cleanup day, as Chief Peabody mentioned, as always, I had my load I took out there, and I'll tell you just thank you to Community Services Director Steve Soth, and special thanks to Public Works Superintendent Natisa File, just a fantastic job. Natisa had that, you know, running like a well-oiled machine out there, and you know, with her partner Waste Management, that's just a phenomenal event, and as Chief ran off the numbers from the community cleanup day, it's just amazing. There's that much junk and trash out there, you know, laying around, and there's still a lot more. But it's just a great effort. It's that's you know, Natisa did a fantastic, and the entire Public Works team that was there just they kept it moving. It was very effortless. It was quick, easy in, easy out. So good job to the city team. So I just wanted to pass that on. We had a Glen Groundwater special meeting on August 1st, and the reason it was agendized, was in order to consider adoption of resolution requesting the county collect property-related fees on the county tax roll in reference to the Prop 218 process that we just went through for the funding mechanism for the Glen Groundwater Authority, and that was the main item of business. Another interesting matter that was considered, and an ad hoc committee was formed, ad hoc committee, as I said, was formed in reference to the West Side situation. Some of the property owners in the West Side don't feel whether there's any benefit for them at all to be in the Glen Groundwater Authority. Mainly because of the maps of the basin, what we're operating under the maps that the state developed, and their terrain maps, basically. So the committee will be meeting on that, and we may have some future, there may be some future avenues we can explore, possibly amending some of the participants in the basin at this time as this rolls out. But, you know, not everybody's always happy about tax increase and tax levies, but this was the right thing to do, and we moved forward with it. So
you want to call that the Reimers Committee, perhaps?
You could call it that.
Okay.
That will work. So anyway, so more. Stay tuned for more to follow on that. So and our regular meeting was canceled because all of our business was handled at the special meeting. So in that matter, the resolution did pass unanimously in reference to getting those parcels on the tax rolls. Attended the Glen County Fire Chiefs meeting hosted every August by Willow's Fire Department. It was held on August 15th. Thank you, Chief. Excellent dinner. Willow's always puts on a fantastic dinner. It was really good. It was a good meal.
Yeah, Rich said dessert was the best.
It was fantastic. Homemade vanilla ice cream and apple pie. I mean, how more American can you get? So how about that, Jose? That was just, it was phenomenal. Yeah, it was a great dinner. And as Joe mentioned, we had a Regional Trans Committee and the Glen County Transportation Commission regular meetings on August 15th. Joe mentioned the diesel, the Cummins diesel issue with the bus. Yeah, the engine's going to be replaced on that. It's about a little over 300,000, which was kind of unusual. You know, I asked about that as well because it generally should be about a million-mile engine. But we're also advised that at times, you know, they've seen this happen before. I mean, sometimes you get an engine failure and there is a lot of stop and go, those buses. But the buses are, the Gillick buses are holding up extremely well. And this was the first, luckily, of such engine failure. So, it's about a, Joe, how many years in service that bus been? I'm trying to, 7, 8 years?
7, 8 years, yeah.
Something like that. But, you know, so, but they're going to go ahead and replace the engine on that.
Also, could you bring up the senior citizen thing? I did not do that.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, routine business. There was some budget augmentation in reference to the overall work program. Some amendments made to the fiscal year budget anyway. And we approved auditing contract with Donald R. Reynolds, CPA, who performed our last major audit, and he did an outstanding job. So, yeah, with that, we also, the senior food delivery augmentation of funds was approved. That contract is managed by Glen County Office of Education. For whatever reason, it expired, but we went ahead and moved forward with that. It's basically to you know, keep the senior nutrition, you know, process going, and it's working very well. And for the money spent, it's you know, it's very economical as well. So with that, I just want to you know, Kevin Nelson has left, but Kevin is president of the Willows Car and Bike Association. He and his board members did just a phenomenal job, as has been mentioned here before. And I thank, you know, Kevin personally. But, you know, they started this on the next year's event the very, you know, about 2 days later. You know, it's a lot of effort. It was a fantastic show, and it was one of the better shows. And there were, I believe, 144 cars. The bikes were down a little bit, about 25, but the crowds were good. There was a host of vendors, just an amazing number of vendors down there. Friday night show and shine was extremely well attended. A lot of cars there, also a lot of cars. It just had a lot of fun. So the mayor's trophy, I picked 1938 Willie's Coupe. It's owned by Randy and Troy Hansen. Yep, they're our cousins. And that's not why I picked it, but I was about 10 years old when their dad, Larry, brought that, you know, basically pulled that coupe home with a chain from Princeton. It was a rust bucket. And Larry passed away in 1999, and his sons, Troy and Randy, took that car, and it was a long process, and it's just a beautiful car. It's amazing. And I believe it came in second. Darn near took best, well, in its modified class, 30 to 39, it took second in that class, I believe. But that was my pick. It was a lot of nice cars. A lot of nice cars.
It was only modified because he couldn't find any parts for it when the guy that redid it. So that's otherwise it was stock.
Yeah, stock 48 horse engine in it. Everything.
Yeah, everything was stock. He just couldn't find some of the rings for the headlights, and he had to modify it. That's what made that modified.
But Kevin Nelson as the president, Bill Simlinus as the vice president, Colleen Worthington, secretary treasurer, and the entire board. But they do the heavy lifting, and just a phenomenal job, excellent job at the car and bike show. It was fantastic. Had a lot of fun. It was really good to see, and you know, and mm-hmm. can't wait for next year. I've got a couple of cars. I've been saying I'm going to put in for about 4 years. Well, I think I might. Hopefully, not. I'm saying next year. I hope so. We'll see, but no, just great work to Kevin and his team. So with that, I think I covered everything I wanted to cover, I believe. Anything further, council members? Okay, very good. Well, thank you for attending tonight. The time is 7:54 hours, and meeting adjourned. Have a good night.